heart. For all the joy and goodness that embodiment brings, it also has its challenges. Aching joints, long-term health conditions, severe illness, and more. Today, as we honor the whole of ourselves, we also honor the whole spectrum of sexual experience, holding the joys in all their richness and the sorrows in all their fullness in our hearts. Amen. I've often wondered what it would be like if we taught young people swimming the same way we teach sexuality. If we told them that swimming was an important adult activity, one that they will all have to be skilled at when they grow up, but we never talked with them about it. We never showed them the pool. We just allowed them to stand outside closed doors and listen to all that splashing. Occasionally, they might catch a glimpse of a partially clothed people going in and out of the door to the pool, and maybe they'd find a hidden book on the art of swimming. But when they asked a question about how swimming felt or what it was about, they would be greeted with blank or embarrassed looks. Suddenly, when they turned 18, we would fling open the doors to the pool and they would jump in. Miraculously, some might learn to tread water, but many would drown. We read these words by Elizabeth Canfield when we train future facilitators of Our Whole Lives Sexuality Education, or OWL for short. We want to impress upon them the importance of the task they are about to undertake. Whether they'll be working with kindergartners or 80-year-olds, they will be entrusted with providing education that is sensitive, engaging, potentially triggering, enlightening, compassionate, bonding, life-affirming, empowering, and values-based. In other words, their job will be to keep people from drowning in sexual ignorance. OWL is a lifespan curriculum co-published by the Unitarian Universalist Association, the UUA, and the United Church of Christ, the UCC. OWL is used throughout the US and Canada, and we have culturally appropriate adaptations being used in the Philippines and being pilot tested in Rwanda and Tanzania. And I have been asked to help get OWL started in Australia, New Zealand, and in the northern part of India, where we have a lot of Unitarian Universalists. Other excellent sexuality curricula for children and teens exist, but OWL is the only lifespan program to have set the gold standard for sex ed for 20 years, due in part to the values it embodies. Now, values are ideals, beliefs, and attitudes that guide behavior. They explain what we understand to be good or bad, desirable or undesirable. For example, in terms of gender and orientation, we are who we are. We don't choose our sexual identity, but our values determine whether we accept and appreciate our own and others' sexual identities. Our values are guided by the families and the culture we grew up in, our faith traditions, and our life experiences. They affect the types of people we find attractive, the smells and sound, which smells and sounds are arousing, what kind of clothing or body modification we deem alluring or sexy or off-putting, our decisions around sexual health and parenting, and whether and how we will engage in relationships. Our values shape our views about sexuality as a positive or negative part of our humanity. The OWL program helps people of all ages explore sexuality within a framework of values that honors sexuality as a good part of the human experience, even while we recognize that aspects of it can be misused and violated. When people call me to inquire whether the program is a good fit for their organization or for their child, the OWL values can help them make that choice. I say, if you agree with the values of self-worth, responsibility, sexual health, justice, and inclusivity, this might be a good fit. But if any part of that doesn't work for you, a different curriculum might be a better fit. For example, a Christian minister once asked whether he could offer OWL without all that gay affirming stuff. I said no. Because without valuing justice and inclusivity, because valuing justice and inclusivity means that everyone's sexuality is honored. These values are the music that sings throughout all levels of OWL and which are reflected in every activity, every reading, and every recommended resource within the curricula. Participants may not recall all of the program content many years later, but they will recall the music of OWL and its values. They will recall being accepted fully, conversing comfortably about sensitive topics, and learning how to make informed decisions based on respect for themselves and others. OWL helps transform a culture of climate of confusion and fear about sexuality into a new reality in which every person's inherent worth and dignity is valued. This is especially true when congregations incorporate material from a companion guide called Sexuality in Our Faith, which adds religious rituals such as chalice lightings and hymns, or in UCC programs, biblical references, and adds faith-relevant discussions to secular sexuality education. This faith companion is important because liberal religious sexuality education gives children, youth, and adults a safe forum in which to make meaning of their lives. Participants learn to feel good about themselves and their sexuality while they clarify their own values and faith values and apply those values to their decisions and experiences while learning about their bodies, their feelings, their identity, their behaviors, and their relationships. Now, OWL uses the experiential learning model, which the slide with the candy over there represents. One of our most popular activities has the facilitators creating brown paper bags with differently colored candies that are statistically worked out to allow the youth in the program to draw from the bag, not knowing what color candy they're going to get. And then once everyone opens their hand and they see what are the statistical odds of getting pregnant or getting a sexually transmitted infection, both with and without protection, they will learn. They will remember that activity. When we do use that model, every time we do an activity, the participants have an opportunity to think about, what did we just do? How did I feel when we did that? What meaning does that have for me? Now, what do I do with this new information? How will I apply this in my life? So that's throughout all of the age groups. Trained facilitators help people learn by observation, experience, and reflection. These trusted adults model UU values through their actions and their words, and that has a lasting and profound impact on participants. They learn that practicing our UU faith isn't reserved for Sunday mornings and protest marches. Indeed, it can help us be ethical sexual human beings. OWL is a way that you as a congregation can fulfill your mission to transform the world. By welcoming non-member children, teens, and adults here for our whole lives or offering it in your community, you offer the gift of healthy sexuality and increased compassion for self and others. So let's dive into those OWL values. The usual definition of self-worth is that people have a sense of their own value. We do want people to experience that, yet we take it further by saying that people are entitled to dignity and self-worth and to all their own beliefs and attitudes about sexuality. This is true for all people, regardless of their age, identity, ability, or level of cognition. Today's prelude, Thursdays, represents this value in lyrics that include, "Who I am is enough. There are many things that I could change so slightly. But why would I succumb to something so unlike me? I was always taught to just be myself." The OWL curricula addresses self-worth in ways that make sense to people at differing developmental stages. And we go by stages rather than ages, because not everybody is at the same stage at the same age. We teach kindergartners that their bodies are uniquely different and beautiful. We teach them about families and celebrations. We help adolescents and teens gain self-confidence and make choices that will prepare them to be healthy, sexually healthy adults. We help adults balance work, relationships, and sexuality, often while parenting. And we help older adults understand and adapt to age-related changes in relationships, health, and sexuality while not being defined or limited by those changes. Later in the service, Bob and I will lead a guided meditation from OWL for Older Adults that illustrates this point. The OWL value of responsibility calls us to enrich our lives by expressing sexuality in ways that enhance human wholeness and fulfillment, and that express delight and pleasure and responsible sexual choices, love, and commitment. Today's choral anthem, Love Me Tender, expresses many of those things. In OWL parlance, the sexual health value says knowledge about human sexuality is helpful, not harmful. We all have the right to accurate information about sexuality and to have our questions answered. One of the activities that we do throughout the fourth grade through older adult edition is an anonymous question card. And at the end of each workshop, people write something on a card, and the following week, the facilitators will answer those questions. They are some of the most poignant questions that we could ever imagine. And then there is a share of how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood, because they all have to write something down. We teach that healthier sexual relationships are consensual, non-exploitative, mutually pleasurable, safe, developmentally appropriate, and based on mutual expectations and caring, and of course, respectful. This value also acknowledges the many ways there are to express sexual feelings with a partner, and it is healthier for young teens to postpone sexual intercourse. In this regard, Our Whole Lives is an abstinence-preferred curriculum for young teens. Today's postlude, She Keeps Me Warm, will illustrate several aspects of the sexual health value as it describes mutual pleasure in a loving, respectful adult relationship. The OWL value of justice and inclusivity acknowledges that people of all races, ethnicities, genders, backgrounds, income levels, physical and mental abilities, and sexual orientations must have equal value and rights when it comes to sexuality. The offertory music, Wonder, celebrates a disabled child with unlimited possibilities in her future, which includes her right to enjoy her sexuality. This value also notes that all of the following are natural in the range of human sexual experience: being romantically and sexually attracted to more than one gender, the same gender, another gender, and or to those with a more fluid understanding of their own and others' gender. It's also quite natural to not experience sexual attraction. Essential to our ability to truly embody this value in the curriculum is our policy of always having critical and sensitivity readers who read the volume prior to printing. They look for inclusivity for ability, race, gender, and orientation in terms of inclusivity and justice. We also field test before we go to press. I don't know if this congregation has ever field tested, but that we get wonderful feedback from those field tests. We simplify the concepts for younger children, of course, but we retain our commitment to children having the right to body autonomy and privacy and to the safe exploration of their own bodies and identities. These values, interwoven through accurate, comprehensive sexuality education, have saved lives. We've heard time and again that the OWL program was the only place participants felt free to disclose their sexual identity or to experiment with new names or new pronouns. Yes, even UU youth, assumed to have open and affirming parents, may not feel comfortable talking about their identity questioning or their orientation at home, but they can in Our Whole Lives. OWL may be the only place youth and teens disclose being bullied at school, or where they can ask questions that elsewhere they'd be laughed at. OWL may be the only multi-gendered space in which people can discuss sexuality and puberty. It may be the only place participants with and without disabilities interact with and learn from each other. Now, some parents and congregations think OWL programs aren't necessary, or that certain workshops like anatomy or pregnancy prevention aren't needed because sexual and reproductive biology are taught in school. But many schools teach abstinence only till marriage curricula, and others lack qualified and willing educators. I was speaking in Hampton, New Jersey one time, and a parent told me, it doesn't matter that New Jersey has a wonderful comprehensive sex ed curriculum for schools because our middle school gym teacher doesn't want to talk about sex. As a result, year after year, middle school students in that town were not getting sex ed. Sex ed is such a low priority in many school districts that is often assigned to the gym teacher rather than the health or life skills teacher. No one does sex ed like OWL does, and I've believed that long since I worked for the UUA and even before I earned a doctorate in sex ed. I've been a fan of the program since my children were young, and my then DRE, Virginia Jerocker Ernst, recruited me to attend a training for a brand new program called OWL. I don't know what it was about me that got Virginia to recruit me. Maybe I told a dirty joke or two. I don't know. But it certainly led to a wonderful experience over the years with the youth of all ages and with my current job. With many years under my belt with OWL and as a manager of the Our Whole Life program for the UUA, I'm even more committed to OWL. And I'm more aware of the challenges that congregations face in building and maintaining programs. Adult volunteers are hard to recruit, in part due to the tremendous time commitment of training and teaching, but also because not every willing adult is a good fit in terms of their own history, their values, or their comfort talking about sexuality with people of any age. Few congregations have a dedicated budget line for Our Whole Lives for training, so the program is often dropped when money is tight. Participants and their parents, since the majority of our participants are in middle and high school, may not be committed to regular attendance, and even though OWL is most effective when it is a priority, even if that means missing out on some extracurriculars or family gatherings, those are important, but no one can predict which learning experience or conversation or answer to an anonymous question will be life-changing for a young participant. Our Whole Lives is important for adults, too. We have a young adult, which is 18 to 35, adult, which used to be 36 to infinity, and now we have OWL for older adults, which I wrote for people who are 50 and above. Now, some of you may wonder what could be left to learn once you got a little life experience under your belt. I can assure you that we're never too old or too experienced to keep learning about sexuality. While I was traveling by train a few years ago, a Jewish man sitting across from me in the dining car mentioned that he was a cantor. A singer myself, I asked him how he protects his voice during long religious services, which eventually led him to ask me about my work. That's always an interesting... I said I'm a sexuality educator in a progressive faith setting, and the cantor disclosed the tension that he experiences as a married father who is attracted to men. He mentioned a book he read that posited his same-sex attractions were due to his being damaged by bad parenting. We proceeded to discuss sexual orientation and the implications of religious values and outdated psychological theory for the next 30 minutes. I didn't challenge his religious beliefs, but I did point out the flaws in the secular book that he had referenced. If the cantor had been in Our Whole Lives program, he would have been invited to examine the values he was taught, and he would have learned that he could choose to view his sexual orientation as part of his God's creation, rather than seeing himself as damaged goods. An illustration of the value of sex ed for older adults comes from an Our Whole Lives field test site in Maryland. A woman in her 70s mistakenly walked into Our Whole Lives thinking it was another class that she had signed up for. She said, "I don't need this class. I'm a widow. I'm not dating anyone." Her friends encouraged her to stay, and she remained throughout the 14-week program. At the end of it, the woman proudly told the group, "I just tossed out my old pajamas and bought myself a pair that feels wonderful against my skin. After this class, I know that I deserve that pleasure for myself. I don't need someone else to appreciate it." That feedback made my heart sing. I didn't write OWL for older adults to help people have better sex, although they may. I wrote it to help them feel more confident, more hopeful, and more empowered in their right to seek sensual pleasure and sexual expression in whatever form that might take, from buying new pajamas to coming out of the closet to protecting their sexual health and pleasure. One of the authors quoted in the older adult curriculum is Joan Price, who is a popular blogger and speaker on senior sex, as she calls it. She writes, "We spend our 20s and 30s grounding ourselves sexually. Then that ground starts to shift in our 40s and 50s. And for many of us, a major landslide begins in our 60s and 70s. Our bodies, sexual responses, and relationships begin changing and don't always work the way they used to. But with self-knowledge, creativity, good communication, and a sense of humor, we can roll with the changes and make the earth move again. Sex may not feel or look the way it did when our hormonal rush propelled us into jet stream sex, but it can be highly arousing and satisfying. Blessed be." We are sexual birth from conception to death, and that is truly something to celebrate. We may choose to express it in different ways, and we may not always understand each other's identities and behaviors, but if we embody the OWL values of self-worth, responsibility, sexual health, justice, and inclusivity, we will treat our own and others' sexuality with respect, acceptance, and joy. May it be so.
Dr. Davis and I hold position and listen mindfully to the following meditation from the Body Image Workshop and OWL for Older Adults. My body is a container for love and pleasure. I am a container for wonder and joy.
I accept that my body is different than it was 1, 10, 30, or even 40 years ago.
My body is a container for love and pleasure. I am a container for wonder and joy.
I accept that my body may not move or respond like other people's bodies.
My body is a container for love and pleasure. I am a container for wonder and joy.
I accept that my mind may process ideas differently than it used to.
My body is a container for love and pleasure. I am a container for wonder and joy.
I accept that, like the flickering light of a candle, my sexual desire and abilities are changeable and beautiful.
My body is a container for love and pleasure. I am a container for wonder and joy. So may it be. Amen.
Please rise in body or spirit, and we'll sing hymn number